There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow.
And good morning. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And I tell you, folks, this show is working out just like I hoped it would. We have good deeds galore coming at the end, near the end of the show, and we've got Todd Tomerlin with us. He's with Fitting the Pieces. Right now, I'm going to jump into the three events that I have, and we're going to get rolling real quick because I want to give Todd plenty of time, and I want to have plenty of time for the events, for the good deeds at the end of the show. The Limestone County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association is having the annual Christmas party tomorrow night from 6 to 9. They need volunteers from 5 to 10 if you want to help. There'll be over 100 kids and their families being served. You can call Tanya Edmondson at 256-777-0401 or Marie Tyler at 256-777-9900. Tomorrow night, the 7th annual Sipping Cider Festival will take place on Athens Main Street. It's an Athens Main Street event at 107 North Jefferson Street from 5 until 8 o'clock. That will be on 107 North Jefferson around the square. Businesses will be participating. There'll be cider to sip while you're shopping and dining, listening to live music, participating in children activities, and just generally having fun. In-store promotions and giveaways at participating merchants and restaurants. They say, please join us as we celebrate the holiday season. Hope for the Holidays, Eli's Block Party Foundation featuring Amberly Snyder will be December the 14th at Limestone County Event Center. If you have any questions about that, call 256-230-0034. The event begins at 6:30. We're going to go right to commercials right now, and when we come back, we're going to have Todd Tomerlin with Fitting the Pieces. We're going to talk about autism awareness, so I want you to message your friends, tell them to listen in. You've got just a few minutes to get them listening to the show. You're listening to WKAC, the Big 1080. If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a well of a water bill or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181 or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a well of a water bill or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181 or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Difference Makers is a nonprofit organization formed in Limestone County to help the homeless and connect them with resources to get them back on their feet. If you would like to be a part of Difference Makers, send us a message to The Mark White Show or send an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And I have my fellow co-host from Applebee's Tailgate Talk, Todd Tomerlin, sitting here with me. It's just like Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, bud. Except we're just not talking about sports. We're talking
about
something more important.
Exactly. And we'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to noon. Right now, what we're going to talk about is autism awareness. And the reason Todd is here, he helped to organize Fitting the Pieces. And also his son, Gage, is on the spectrum. And what I want to talk about initially, Todd, is that initial time when you find out, you know, that the diagnosis has been made for autism and how you deal with that as a parent.
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. First of all, it's devastating. I mean, it's, you know, as a parent, you know something's wrong. Obviously, you wouldn't be seeking out help or a diagnosis of wherever it might be. And I think we had some idea that that's what it was going to be. But until you go through the process and here, we were blessed to be able to go to Vanderbilt, Dr. Wendy Stone, who's kind of a nationally renowned psychologist. She's the one that diagnosed him. She's actually at UCLA now, I believe. But, yeah, I was a long ride home from Nashville that day. We had been in a car wreck. He got diagnosed, I believe, probably around September, October of 01, and we had been in a car wreck the July previous to that, a really bad one. I was still on crutches when we went to Vanderbilt for the diagnosis, and anyway, and back then, of course, that was, you know, several years ago.
What year are we talking about, Todd?
2001.
And how old was Gage?
So Gage was 2.5.
2.5,
yeah.
Okay.
And which is, first of all, I'd like to say, too, if anybody's listening, if you even think or there might be a hint of an issue with that, and not just with autism, if your child, grandchild, niece, nephew, whatever, may be struggling, don't be afraid to speak up to your spouse or your son, daughter, whatever, because early intervention is absolutely the key for autism. That's when their minds are developing. That's what it is. It's a developmental disorder. So you need to be able to get a hold of that, get a grasp on it as their brain is developing, so you can help them overcome to whatever level that may be. But so that was the first thing we did, was dived into the world of early intervention, and we're able to get speech and occupational therapy for Gage. It's not much, but it's, better than absolutely nothing, right?
Right.
And, you work with the therapist and try to do what they'll have you to do at home and work on that all the time. Gage didn't speak until he was about 5. He did have a few words early on and then lost them. And so, yeah, it's just, it's not, obviously not like losing your child, but in a sense of death, obviously, but it's like losing, at least what you thought your child was going to be.
Right, we all have these visions.
Yeah, exactly.
Of what life's,
yeah,
gonna be,
I mean,
like,
I was going to be I'm going to coach him in baseball and basketball or whatever and all that. And, God had plans otherwise. And so you just go with that. And instead of me spending time, I guess, seeking those things out, me and Tammy just kind of divided up our responsibilities as to what would who do, whatever. And I kind of took the research side of things or whatever, and I would be the one to go to conferences to learn more about what we could do to help Gage. And then all that just kind of snowballed through the years to where now I'm the North Alabama Community Program Director for the Autism Society of Alabama, and I'm blessed to be able to serve on the Special Education Advisory Panel for the state. Also just recently got asked to serve on they're calling it a working committee to try to get people on the spectrum with Medicaid, Medicare, depending on their age, mm-hmm. obviously, because we just finally and thankfully were able to pass an insurance bill a few months ago, and it was a really good one, but it still needs a lot of work, and it only goes to age 18, so we got to get that, past that. Gage is 18 now, so
yeah.
Obviously doesn't benefit us, but, part of what I do is, it's not just, I don't do it because for Gage or us. I'm doing it, I don't want to see, I want to try to make it easier for other families coming along.
And you're bringing up a good point. Something I'm thinking about here as we're sitting and talking. Parents who have this situation occur, they want help. They need assistance.
Oh, yeah.
And they're looking for an opportunity to find that help. Now, as parents, I know you mentioned this is not about Gage. This is about helping those families.
Mm-hmm.
But what inside of you and inside of Tammy made you take a step further rather than dealing with your own situation, but to expand it to other families?
I just, you know, Mark, I truly think that, because it's not something I really want to do or care to do per se. It's just something I think God has directed me to do, and you just got to follow, you know, what God's will is for you. Right. And I know it's God's will, because there's just been too many doors that opened that I didn't even wasn't looking to walk through that I've been able to take advantage of.
Right.
And so, you know, I just prayer and listening to God and what He wants us of us. And, you know, maybe that was why Gage was diagnosed, so we could be in that position to help others, you know. So,
let's talk about Autism Society of Alabama first on the bigger scale, because we have people listening across the state.
Yeah.
What are some things that people, that families, if they haven't gone through this yet, because the fact is, the sad truth is, there are people who are, haven't experienced this yet, but will.
Oh, yeah.
And so somebody listening right now may be experiencing this. What avenue can they take, and what assistance does Autism Society of Alabama offer?
So the Autism Society of Alabama offers general information to those that you know, just a child's been newly diagnosed or after the diagnosis, to where you can reach out to us. You can reach out to me at todd@autism-alabama.org or 256-431-3511, and I'll be glad to share that again later. But and basically, you know, with that, whatever question or guidance that parent needs, we try to help put them in the right position, give them the information they need, who to call, where to call. You know, it depends on what part of the state you live in. Obviously, the more rural parts of the state, help is harder to come by.
Right.
You know, the bigger cities, Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn, Mobile, all have really good, Tuscaloosa. But, you know, if you live on the outskirts of some of those places, it's a struggle. It really is. At the age of 3, your child gets out of early intervention and goes into the school system. And so even, obviously, they're not old enough to go to school. Mm-hmm. The school system is the one that picks it up. So we also help with that transition along the way from, you know, elementary to middle to high school to, you know, hopefully college or adulthood.
Right.
And it just depends on where that individual is at on the spectrum as to what kind of help they need.
How do people step up to the plate and do what you have done? And I know you don't want to accept credit, but at the same time, it took something special in you to take that next step. But there may be somebody listening right now who wants to do something. You're talking about rural places in Alabama.
Yeah.
Where they're saying, I would like to be doing what Todd has done and Tammy has done. How do they go about that?
Oh, just Autism Society of Alabama has several network groups. Which is ours, just called Fitting the Pieces. That was the name I chose, just simply because, I guess, for lack of a better word, the icon or whatever it is they use is a missing piece of a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on the spectrum, depending on how high function they are, don't like that term necessarily, but it is a puzzle. It's just the weirdest thing. An individual with autism can be so blessed in a certain interest or field, and then
right.
just be so diminished in something else. It's you know, that piece is missing to that
right.
puzzle. But so they can reach out to the Autism Society if they want to look at maybe starting a network group of their own in their area. The rural areas is where we really need that, because like I said earlier, not having those resources, if you have that network group in your area, they can utilize what we have at ASA in order to help those families in those areas. You know, we try to work with the schools as much as they'll allow us to work with them. And, you know, for the most part around here, we're pretty blessed. Some areas not as blessed as others. So, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with money and resources as well.
Talk about Fitting the Pieces on a local level, what y'all are doing across North Alabama.
So when we first started, we had a lot of participation. Everything was great, Mark. Over the years, you know, maybe due to some of my own lack of effort, I hate to say lack of effort, but we just started to fall away a little bit. But we still do several socials during the year. One of our biggest ones is Kitty Carnival. The Lions Club has just been so gracious over the years to host us, and we have a special night because our kids a lot of times just can't be around a big typical crowd. It's just too much stimulation, you know, the sights, the sounds, it's just too much for them. It's sensory overload. So And a lot of times parents may be a little embarrassed, I guess, for lack of a better word, if, you know, you're out in a public place and your child's having a meltdown. You know, those around you may not realize your child has autism and, like, you know, what, you know, they don't understand what's going on. So when we're in that kind of setting and it's just ourselves, we know exactly what's going on. Nobody, you know, thinks anything of it. So we try to do several socials like that a year. We occasionally have meetings where I'll bring in a speaker to talk about different subjects. We meet at Lindsay Lane Baptist Church. They're on Lindsay Lane. And we offer child care and, you know, have snacks and food and stuff. Try to make it easy on everybody. That way mom and dad, grandma, whoever wants to come can come.
Sure.
And so it's been a blessing. And those that have participated through the years, I would hope have felt those blessings.
That's great. And, you know, there's some businesses in the area across North Alabama. I've seen some activities that some of these businesses just step up to the plate and say, hey, we're going to have an event that's geared toward those who are on the spectrum. We're going to make this an event that they can enjoy. And that's something that you've helped to push, too. And when those businesses do it, how much does that help the families?
Oh, it's, I mean, I can't even explain how much. For when and we are blessed in this area. I've never been turned down for any requests. I try not to make too many. You know, I don't want to be that guy. But, you know, but when I've gone to them, and I can't explain enough how it makes a parent feel to know that their child is accepted, you know.
Right.
We all have something. That's what I tell Gage all the time. And only one time, to his credit, through the years, and that was a few years ago, he said something to the effect, well, I can't do that. I have autism. And I guess he tried that one time, and I, you know, I said, no, you know, that's no excuse. Well, you know, I said, well, I got something, son. I got a bad back. I got to get up and go to work every day. So right. It's just something you work through. But so, yeah, the blessing you feel, the warmth that you feel from that acceptance is huge.
Todd, I'm going to do a good deed segment here in just a minute. Will you hang out with me?
I'd love to.
Okay. I've got several good deeds. Right now, we're going to go to a commercial break. We appreciate Todd Tomerlin. He's going to hang out with us a few minutes here. Fitting the Pieces organization, we appreciate what they've been doing. I want people to realize this show is also archived, so when it's archived, I want you to share it. I want people to understand the autism situation and to gain some further knowledge. And this is the best way to do it, is by listening to folks like Todd who've been there and done that. You're listening to WKAC, the Big 1080. For the month of December, Kanita Hall has a tasty deal for you. Anyone who hires Kanita by buying or selling in December and mentions the Mark White Show will receive a $50 gift card from Suzanne's Bakery. Give Kanita a call at 256-337-1606. Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
For the month of December, Kanita Hall has a tasty deal for you. Anyone who hires Kanita by buying or selling in December and mentions the Mark White Show will receive a $50 gift card from Suzanne's Bakery. Give Kanita a call at 256-337-1606. Difference Makers is a nonprofit organization formed in Limestone County to help the homeless and connect them with resources to get them back on their feet. If you would like to be a part of Difference Makers, send us a message to the Mark White Show or send an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are jumping right into the good deed segment. The very first one comes from Erica Sales. Erica Sales says, I want to nominate Karen Gross, wife of Cody Gross in Athens, Alabama. Every single week during football season, she cooks breakfast and dinner for the entire team with very little help. Coach Gross and his wife also host a Bible study at their house every week and cooks for every kid that shows up there as well. She's one of the women that forms a group. She has a group of women that she gets together to do things for the group of kids, and she tirelessly does all for our kids. These are just the big things. There are tons of small things that she does, and a lot of times she doesn't get the recognition she deserves. Coach Gross and his wife are both great Christian examples for our kids, and we are glad to have them in Athens. Thank you, Erica Sales, for submitting that nomination for our good deed. The very next one, first off, I'm going to say hello to Excel Center in Decatur, and I'm going to say hello to Austinville School. Hello, kids. Glad y'all are listening in at both schools today. Thank you, Tiffany Spencer and Risa Cheatham, for doing this. We have a special recognition that there's a teacher in the school today that we want to recognize, and this comes from Adriana Rodriguez. I saw you recognize special people in your show. This is a story that I want you to send out to the teacher. I met this lady in a wedding 6 years ago. Since she was a teacher and I'm a teacher too, we started talking without stop. At that time, me and Alex were starting from nothing. Alex is her husband. Alex had bladder cancer. We did not have insurance, and we were broke. My biggest dream was to be able to get my teacher certification and go back to my passion, that is teaching. But at that time, it looked almost impossible. I was working as a waitress, and it will take me forever to get the money that I needed to start the process. Well, this lady asked me to come and see her, and she could help me get the process started. At that time, she was working at Woodmead as an EL teacher. She was a sweet and happy lady. I told her I will go and see her, but I did not. But she said she knew it was expensive to make the trip, so she didn't have the money. She looked for me, and I went to see her. She got on her computer, and she said, come on, let's start it. So do you have your credit card? She said, you need to pay $1,000 or something for the whole process. I told her that I appreciated it, but I did not have the money. But as soon as I could get it together, I would ask her if she would help me with the paperwork. I left. She investigated my address and knocked on my door with an envelope and her hands open with $1,000. She said, here is what you need to start this. Let's do it. I said, no, I cannot take this money. I will not have this money together tomorrow, next month, or next year, and I don't like to own other people's money. I told her that she did not know me, and I could run away with the money. She said, Adriana, if you do this, this will be your choice, but I'm doing what God is asking me to do. Now, she said, my daughter passed away last month, and she was your age and had a baby the same age as little Adriana, and I know she sent me to you to make me happy. Take the money and let's start this journey together. Now, Adriana had gone through several praxis tests, and also she had also done the ACTs, and so she had a lot of work to do, and that $1,000 covered that expense. And the teacher took time to answer questions. She studied with her, and thanks to her today, she is a teacher in the Decatur City School System as a kindergarten teacher. Alex started cutting her grass without pay, and they started trying to help her that way. She was getting emotional sending me the message, but right now who we're recognizing is Brenda Halloway. She is an EL teacher in Decatur City Schools, and Adriana, I really appreciate your story, and what an amazing gesture by Brenda. That's a great story that I was able to share, and I appreciate the schools for putting this over their PA system so we can recognize Brenda Halloway today. Thank you so much, Brenda, for being a kind heart and having that good deed for Adriana, and look at what it's done. She's a teacher now in the schools herself, so thank you very much. I have another story here, and it is from Judy Strickland. And I'm going to try to abbreviate this one somewhat. We've got about 7 minutes left in the show. It says, we live in the southern end of Limestone County, about half a mile from the Tennessee River, in the Rock House community. Most of our friends and family live in Athens or East Limestone, about a half an hour away from us. Sometimes that makes it difficult for them to do things for us. Such was the case recently. My husband and I both came down with the flu. At the same time, we kept telling friends and family to stay away as we did not want to give the flu to anyone. We did wish we could get some ginger ale and some applesauce, but we did not want to let on to them, but we wanted what we wanted because we did not want them to drive 30 minutes just to deliver two items. However, when our neighbors, Catherine and Steve Yates, found out we were sick, Catherine got to work and made a chicken soup. Steve was headed to the store and called to see if we needed anything. We told him we could use some ginger ale and a jar of applesauce. Well, they came back with 4 6-packs of ginger ale and some plain and some flavored applesauce. They also brought a grocery bag with 20 to 25 cups of applesauce and 2 quarts of Swanson chicken broth. Apparently, while they were getting all that, they had come across a really good deal on turkeys. There's no telling how many they bought. I do know we got one, and several of our other neighbors also got one. Anytime they find a good deal on something, they buy it in quantities and share it with so many of us in the community. They would not let us pay for the ginger ale or applesauce either. Also, during the time we were down with the flu, a delivery truck had backed into our driveway and knocked a fairly large limb out of one of our oak trees. As soon as Steve saw it, he was over here cutting it up and cleaning it up out of one of our driveways, knowing that we were too sick to do anything about it. Last year, John was away overseas, and John is Judy's husband, who overseas for a month doing some evangelistic work. During that month, they sent me a home-cooked meal nearly every evening. While John was away, it was necessary that he be gone for our anniversary, and they did not want me to be alone that evening. Our anniversary, so they had me come over to the house and served a delicious steak dinner. On my birthday this past October, Catherine made me a homemade, from scratch, gluten-free carrot cake. She is also gluten intolerant, and she said that she didn't want me to not have a birthday cake. It was so delicious. About a year and a half ago, we got a kitten. Steve cleaned up one of their kitty cat condo towers, and that is about 4 feet tall, and brought it to us. A few days later, he brought us a brand new kitty cat tower that is about 5.5 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide, with multiple items such as a ladder, several scratching posts, etc. It even has a hammock, which our cat sleeps in every day. Again, he would not take any money for it. We've been neighbors for 15 to 20 years, so the list could go on and on. We just want folks to know that there are some wonderful, caring people out there, and we have been blessed to live next door to two of these people. We also want to thank them publicly for all they have done for us over the years, as well as what they have done for others in the community. They are truly a blessing in our lives, and we thank God for them and the privilege of having such wonderful neighbors. This is from John and Judy Strickland, and we appreciate them sending this message about Catherine and Steve Yates. Finally, the last good deed that I have for the day is from Doris Reed. Now, Jim Sasser had a show on Sunday mornings, and my father listened to it, and we're going to recognize Jim here quickly in a story that he had shared with Doris. Jim Sasser, loved by so many in this area, and now deceased, loved to tell this story. He walked through the Walmart here for many years for exercise before becoming infirmed. He loved people, and sharing life experiences was a joy for him. One day, on a grocery shopping day, he reached for his billfold and found it was missing. He left immediately to try and find it, which he did. When he returned to pay and get the groceries, the cashier said they are already paid for. It was $60+. He asked for the name of the person who paid for the groceries, which couldn't be revealed by the cashier. He was so grateful and wanted to thank her. I also have been helped by so many in times of need, crossing the road on a high curb. A passerby would help me, extending an arm to help, perhaps reach an item on the top shelf, offer to carry a heavy bag to the car, and so many other acts of kindness for the elderly and infirmed. The world is filled with good people for whom we give thanks. Thank you so much for turning that one in, Doris. I appreciate you. Thank you, John and Judy, for yours, Erica Sales and Adriana. Such great deeds, and you're all welcome to send these stories to me. Send them to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. That's themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, and I will work and do my very, very best to get those on. I've got some Huntsville Havoc tickets to give away, and I'm going to give those to Catherine and Steve Yates. That was Judy and John's folks, and I'm also going to give a pair to our teacher, and I'm going to give those to Brenda Holloway as well. So I'm going to give a couple of sets of tickets there, and I'll have them here at the studio. We'll work it out how we can get them to you. And Todd's still in here with me. We've got another minute. Real quick, Todd, if you would, give the information out again so people who are listening how they can get in touch with you or the Alabama Autism Society or Fitting the Pieces.
Yeah, so for any questions, I'll just make it simple since time is short. So, okay. If you have any questions, concerns, just seeking out maybe some information, just send me an email at todd@autism-alabama.org, or you can call me at 256-431-3511. And even if you're listening, you're even not part of North Alabama, ASA statewide, so I can certainly get you the help and or put you the information that you need in your area.
Todd, thank you for coming on and representing Alabama Autism Society and Fitting the Pieces. Next week, we're going to have Grayson Phillips with us. He's actually going to be a call-in. They're headed to Arkansas after the show's over, but we're looking forward to having Grayson here. We're looking at also the next week, we're going to have Brad and Missy Smith on the show as well. That's the 22nd. But we'll have Grayson Phillips in on the 15th, and we're looking forward to that interview with him. And I hope you'll join me. And if you have any good deeds, please send them to me, themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This has been a great show. Appreciate you listening. Remember, the show is archived, so you can share it after it's over. You've been listening to WKC, the Big 1080. If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a whale of a water bill, or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181, or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a whale of a water bill, or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181, or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
All it takes is a ray of hope in the dark.